This week's power outages and road closures haven't affected the hundreds of homeless people in Sonoma County much, but the weather certainly has. Even in these emergency conditions, there are few options for them to get dry or find shelter. Catholic Charities, the largest local provider of services for the homeless, is doing all they can, reports Jenalyn Holmes, Director of Shelter and Housing.
Right now, we're in emergency mode, trying to open every available space that we have authority over within our own Catholic Charities property. So we've opened our warming stations, our warming center. Our winter shelter is full. We've opened up our dining room with the family support center, pretty much anywhere that we can get people indoors out of the rain. And then our host team is out tirelessly in this storm, making sure that people have sleeping bags and things that they need to somewhat stay dry and get through this rainy episode.
But their supplies and budget have been depleted by the unexpectedly severe winter.
Our warming stations activate when it's either very cold or very rainy, and we've activated more this winter than we've activated in the last 3 years combined.
Social Advocates for Youth was able to open a 15-bed overnight shelter space for young people in downtown Santa Rosa in early December, which has seen steady use. And in the past week, flooding along the Lower Russian River prompted an expansion of shelter availability in Guerneville, according to Chuck Motert, Homelessness Services Coordinator for the county's Community Development Commission.
It's open to whoever shows up, but they made a specific outreach to people who may be living unsheltered around the low-lying areas around the river. The Clean River Alliance has been helping with outreach to bring people into the shelter. And I think they can go up to about 55 or 60. That's very, very top capacity, but mainly it's been about 35 a night.
The Santa Rosa City Council, which declared a state of emergency for homelessness last August, took two modest steps to help address it at their meeting this week. One begins the process of converting some surplus school portable buildings into temporary living spaces. The other will allow owners of commercial properties to open them as short-term refuges for the homeless. But Heidi Protas, who heads the Sonoma County Task Force for the Homeless, says that's not a quick fix either.
Most people who are willing to have a homeless encampment or any sort of homeless population on their property want it to be supervised by an agency. They want someone else accountable other than the homeless population itself. So that means also putting in place staff.
That meeting, Protas adds, sadly confirmed the city's inability to address their five-month-old emergency in a timely way.
I feel like their heart's in the right place, and they want to make some positive changes for the homeless community. But the process is just too slow. It's not well suited to an emergency. It's pouring rain, and it's freezing cold, and we got 1,000 people on the street. Nobody wants to walk to their car while it's torrentially raining. But these people live outside. The shelters are completely full. I can't stand seeing that. I can't even stand hearing about it. It's breaking my heart.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.